Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and a convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey. Don't blame it on
HJS.
Don't blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolateri. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Wrecker.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G-Ice.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Definitely don't blame my mama. As a matter of fact, you are listening once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 3, verse 18. That man is an acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, news. And you can do just like a few callers who are on the line. I'll get to you very shortly. You can dial in to 646-478-0944 if you're listening via internet, blog talk radio. You can use that number, 646-478-0944. As a matter of fact, before I get to the three phone callers, I'm looking at like 216-288-216-253-216-240. So before I get to those three phone callers, I have to give three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, which is very important, you get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, smartphones, iPhones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long. This is an hour-long program. And, wow, we already have a lot of phone callers to get to. But I will listen nonetheless. Disclaimer number three, press one to talk. but Blog Talks Worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, you can stay silent and you'll go back on hold, but we hope that you will talk because you do make up the show. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the first phone caller. That's that 216-288 phone number. So 216-288, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm waiting because there are so many things I know you're going to teach and tell us about. And the important thing is, number one, I came across this evening, a horse using nasal strips. Now, you know, if it's good enough for a horse, it's good enough for me, and I'm going to try that. Secondly, I hope that you'll tell us all about Kipling Avenue. And take care. Have a good evening, and I'll wait and listen so I can learn.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, you must be talking about, I can't believe you called in to talk about, what's the name of that horse? California Chrome. They call that horse the people's horse. The horse's champ or the people's horse? Yeah, the people's horse, kind of like the people's champ. It reminds me of what they said about The Rock. That's very interesting. But the trainer was able to take that. They lobbied on the horse's behalf for the race. We'll see if the people's horse can win that race and pull one of those Rocky moves. I'm going to go to the next phone caller who called in. 216-253. That's 216-253. What's going on with you this fine evening?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. What about yourself?
I'm blessed. I'm just calling. I just was wondering if it was possible for me to hear the new song by Black House Sound.
Okay, so you called because you wanted to hear, of course, something new from Black House Sound.
Yes.
Okay, then, I'll tell you what. I should be able to make that request happen. So if you hold a line, I will do that for you.
Thank you, Mr. Porter, and you have a blessed evening, okay?
You too. I appreciate that. Anytime that people want to call, anything interactive, I will let people know when you hold a line or if something comes up and you want to speak again, you can always feel free later on in the program if something gets, you know, a subject that touches you and you want to speak on it, you can always call back. Hang up, call back. That way your number's recorded and we can get back to you. I want to go and see what's going on with that 216-240 phone number. 216-240, you're on live. What's happening with you?
Joe Legacy, Blackout Sound, just calling in to support the call, the station,
okay.
Voice of Radio. Support you, you know, and what you're doing. I most definitely want to hear that new track, you know, about the hip-hop workshop and, you know, how long you've been doing the workshop, and it's a positive place where you can come and rap and do your music. And I'm just so happy to be a part of that, and I can't wait to hear it. And I can't wait to hear the subjects that you're going to speak on real soon as well.
I thank you very much. Before I get off the phone with you, before going into the song, what caused you to want to produce that track and put it out?
Well, the Hip Hop Workshop, for one, about eight, nine years ago, when nobody had let a young brother record or, you know, perform anywhere, them doors was open in East Cleveland where it started. So, you know, when you heard the beat, Mr. Porter, when Mr. Porter heard the beat, the idea was suggested, you know, let's make a song about the workshop. So we started working on it, and it sounded like magical to me. I just can't wait till the people hear it, and that's what's happening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, of course, we will get into that song shortly. So if you hold a line, we will make that like the world premiere, premiere, premiere. We appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. Peace.
Peace. Okay, we'll be playing that track. But before I do, I want to know what's going on with the 216-450 phone number. That's 216-450. You're on live. How are you this evening? And I appreciate that. Sometimes people call and they just want to listen. So with that being said, I'll tell you what I'll take the time to do before I even play that track. Top 10 list from number 10 to the top one for number one from a Monday to a Monday. Natural Born Bosses debut at number 10 spot. Number 9, back in the countdown for about a couple of weeks in a row, they've been making some power moves. Black House Sounds, as you've heard, there's a strong reason why they're there. Number 8, HJS Music. Number 7, Monica Phillips. More on her later. Number 6, KYYM Kim. More on why she's in this list later on. Number 5 spot, Suave Gotti, The Street Buzz. He's working on a CD EP that will feature regional producers. The contest is, I'll put that out there for people like Joe Legacy, email the track to, of course, hoodfamoustv@gmail.com. That's hoodfamoustv@gmail.com. The legend himself is getting ready to prepare to come back out there. That's a major street buzz. Number 4, Emax the Image, Varsity Music. Number 3, Sheriff Kilroy, Hip Hop Workshop major announcement in just a moment. Number 2, Ballhead Fred, his Kill George Zimmerman track. Banned on Facebook and YouTube. We've been playing it here, and it's got a nice little buzz. He also gives out free DVDs of knowledge to raise consciousness to people. Number 1, GMS Hood Famous TV. Definitely more on that later. So without further ado, I'm going to put this track on. And, hey, by request.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the weapon for the Hip Hop Workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. I'm trying to pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the Hip Hop Workshop. It be the Hip Hop Workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. How okay. We work. How it be the Hip Hop Workshop. It be the Hip Workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Until we work. I'm on a different channel. Until we work. Got Motley spitting verses. Until we work.
Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and beat up back to thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme, back to the future, back into time. Truth Cap, Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's bald head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the dollhouse dog. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The terror flow from Chemical Ali. Big E the star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. We put them lyrics on the patch and we work out. It be that hip-hop workshop. It be that hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the patch and we work out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress, cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive, 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crooks get cops, hip-hop workshop is the breath that I have you on the journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back. We work out. It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back. Until we work out.
And, of course, welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. Of course, the phone number here is 646-478-0944. I'm excited because that particular song leads into two announcements. And the first announcement is June the 7th, Creator Willing at 1899 Euclid Avenue, Main Classroom Building. Large Room 136 will be, of course, episode 151 of the Hip Hop Workshop. Wow, that particular track. Mad love and mad shout out to Black House Sounds because so many memories come back. And it's always excellent to document the history. So with that being said, June the 7th, 1899 Euclid Avenue, Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136. 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Don't get there at 6 p.m. and get left out. At Cleveland State University, the video shoot for, of course, the hip-hop workshop theme will be done. Featuring, of course, Black House Sounds. Supposed to let me show my face in there a little bit. And also, we have a few other extra surprises that we'll be getting into on that date as our weeks come up. But definitely come through, mingle with some people, because you know we're going to have a lot of return faces. And also I want to get into an announcement that has to do with that particular track, Black on Black Crime Meetings. Black on Black Crime Meetings are held on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue. In East Cleveland at 44112, that's Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, Wednesday at 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, 44112. And I want to throw out there for people, I keep telling you all, we give as much information as we possibly can. And you can always go to the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr., that's J.R. period, Alfred Porter Jr., profile pictures, the sheriff's hat. We do our best to have news stories and a few other things on with that. So I'm just thankful for that particular track. I'm going to play a song, and once we get back from that song, we'll let you know a couple of reasons why it was played. We're going to play a sister by the name of K-Y-Y-M, Kim, and we'll be right back after that. Al Porter, Man in the Street.
What you gonna do?
Say what?
with my love.
And of course, that is Kim on this particular edition of Al Porter, Man in the Streets, That Man Being Music, Activism News. And the reason that I played that track is because, see, more information is coming up, that standing ovation party in honor of the courageous women of Cleveland. They have been through so much, yet they still stand strong. Hundreds of men are coming to salute and honor our beautiful women as they walk down the red carpet at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, located at 11209 Kinsman Avenue, Saturday, June 14, 2014, from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., with some of the nicest women entertainers out there, such as the lady we just played, Kim, Monica Phillips, who's been played here before, Sister Debonise Bird, who's definitely called into this particular program, for Diva. Wait a minute, the solo poet, who is mentioned in the, wow, mentioned in, of course, the hip-hop workshop theme that was just debuted a few minutes ago, and, of course, Sister McClendon. And that will be, of course, Saturday, June 14, 2014, at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex at 11209 Kinsman Avenue. Entertainment with DJ Squirmin Herman, legendary DJ himself. Hey, bring your own beverage. Donations is $10. All food does have to be purchased at the B&M Entertainment Complex with, of course, Robert Beckham's menu. And of course, for tickets, you can dial up 216-460-236 or 216-441-0041 or 216-990-0679. It's sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated. I will give you another number to go along with that. You can always call up the 216-704-5036 phone number on that one. Also, I want to let people know to go along with that announcement. And wow, still, that hip-hop workshop theme song means a lot because Black House Sounds have been consistent sponsors of the hip-hop workshop, as well as the fact alongside HJS, who's also sponsored this show, HJS Music, Varsity Music, and, of course, Urban Survival. So it's a blessing. I want to let people know, while I'm on the subject of certain things, Big Brother JB from EC, Brother JB, John Barbarino, he held the homegoing for his mom, Mrs. Margaret Barbarino. I just knew her as Mama Barbarino. And it was held the past Friday, and I got a chance to speak on the legacy she left. You see, by her living, she instilled in her son and her daughter Sherry to provide food and help give supplies to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which meant a lot to the families who attended together. So it was beautiful to be a part of that homegoing. And this next one, Tiffany Fisher, Sister Tiffany Fisher, who's phoned in a few times to this program. She's the East Cleveland School Board member and precinct committee person. There will be a funeral for her grandbaby this Wednesday. Funeral for her grandbaby this Wednesday at Boyd's Funeral Home on the Euclid Avenue, Shaw Avenue intersection. That's this coming Wednesday at 1 p.m. So please definitely keep her and her family in your prayers. I'm going to play this next record, and the reason I'm going to play it is because after I play it, it'll let you know why he managed to not only make it into the top 10 list, but of course why, of course, the company of Hood Famous TV made the list, none other than the legendary rhymer himself, Suave Gotti.
I'm all about the DNA. I wrote my first rap in 82, yeah, I'm an old-timer. But I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Biner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A, Buddha bless you, say. Those who oppose are laid to rest.
she makes. Remember me, old school, making fucking songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong, I used to chase heifers, but no nasty girl could put their hand on my classic curl. Now who's the man to represent C-Town? I let them know everywhere I put my feet down. Cause deep down, we can put a foot in each town. Tell us to bow down, come here and get beat down. Cause we cap peel, crack grills, and crack deal. Don't sleep on 216, these killers pack steel. I got so many underground hits, I should win a ghetto Grammy. It's the S-U-A-V-E-G-O-T-T-I-A. Peep it, lyrical rap messiah. Ghetto Bible is my means for survival. DNA level C, hip-hop something to die for. Tall like the Eiffel, no, I mean terminal. Take a raw dose of this hit North Coast. Killer Bounty, raised Cowahoga County. Making 216 love songs like Will Downey. My man Pedigree, yo, he better be in the office hooking up the next issue. Ghetto Mind. And that voice goes off like PMS. The time we invest, we put in GMS. We turn paper to paper, the latest Cleveland caper. Front page, we drop a get stoned from skyscraper. Cause in my ghetto mind, there's no one as hard as me. That fool started rapping, now he's singing R&B. I knew he was a buster, I knew he'd turn out singing. Hold that thought, my burnout's ringing. Must I be like that? Must I chase the cat? And girls with big butts, then throw your hands up high. And if you kick it in the clubs and hang out with girls, then throw your hands up high. Cause the GMS Monthly Ghetto Mind State is the only magazine I buy.
Yeah, what's up? Oh yeah, you trying to hook up with the GMS advertisement? Yeah, but look at here, you start out as low as $15, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking for like a full page,
and of course, I'll be with the phone call of 216-224 in just a little while. I want to give you a couple of things that are going on this coming week and let people know the Spitboxers, first time ever, free, no charge, will be at the City Break Studio tomorrow. That City Break Studio at 3327 West 32nd Street off 2nd, right off West 25th Street, 8 p.m. to midnight. Also filming America's Next Top Dancer, Power Cypher, B-Boy Battle. That's Eric Wilson. That's right. Eric Wilson defends his title tomorrow. For more info, you can email hoodfamoustv@gmail.com or call 216-202-GMS1. Also, before I get to the next announcement, I should let people know that should you choose, you can check out the show SOTC, which airs tonight, 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org on 89.3 FM WCSB. Would not be surprised if they didn't play that hip-hop workshop theme. Just saying. Support those who support you. The second announcement that I'd like to throw out there before I go to the phone caller is that this coming Friday, America's Next Top Spitter, Volume 2, video trials, as well as DVD filming, will be on the SDVD Volume 2 with, of course, Ghostface Killah, of course, from the Wu-Tang Clan. The top two artists will get free video made and business plans. 8 p.m. at the Callaloo Cafe, 15601 Waterloo Road, Cleveland, Ohio. For performance slots or info, you can call 216-202-GMS1. And, of course, I should take the time before even getting to this phone call with them, just let people know, since we don't give enough information like we're supposed to all the time, that, of course, this coming Saturday, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy Incorporated and Black on Black Crime Incorporated, along with the Cold Cases Unity Group, is sponsoring a Memorial Day of Remembrance this Saturday, May the 24th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Garden View Hill Park off East 88th Street and St. Clair Avenue, Northside, for all of our loved ones who have been murdered, with special emphasis on cold cases and unsolved murders. And we will also remember our missing children and adults and also have a moment of thanksgiving for the return of all missing persons. Purple ribbons from victims of homicide since 1990, over 3,200. Red ribbons for unsolved murders and cold cases. Gold ribbons for missing persons. Speakers, committee, families, activists, pastors, for further information and or to join and help organize, call Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. And with that being said, before I go to the 786 area code, what's going on with 216-224? That is, of course, 216-224. How are you this evening? I'm having a hard time hearing you, so you may have to speak up a little bit, because we want to make sure everybody hears what you have to say. You still on for 216-224? And you might have just called to listen like some others do, which I can respect that. But if you did want to, of course, speak, you could definitely feel free, since your number is logged in with the people who are monitoring the phone lines for us. You can call back, and definitely we want to hear what you have to say. Before we go to that 786-488 phone number, I have been very thankful to have a show right now where we can talk about a few things. And so I just want to at least point out one particular thing that's happened, and then I will go directly to, of course, 786 area code, and let people know that Pastor Jimmy, the Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Chris King, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper, Reverend Pinckney, shut down Kipling Avenue last Monday. As discussed last week, it was because 2-year-old Peaches and 6-year-old Galatius died in a house fire last December, but the house was left unsanitary and unsafe and just disrespectful for that community. So for those who keep complaining that we need to do more or that what we do isn't enough, okay, if you can't make it, if you won't share the videos or share the info that we put out, or at least pray for success for the rest of us, this info is definitely for you to at least think about and at least be able to act on, because a lot of times we understand you can't make it, and that's fine. But we at least ask you to at least pray for those who go out or share the information. Because you see, last Monday, during blocking off Kipling, Brother Jimmy playing How Great Is Our God via guitar, as his granddaughter, Tania, and Reverend Pinckney sang lead, and I freestyle on that particular song, just a nice spiritual message, but that's not the story. I reported how Safety Chair McGrath showed last Monday. But you naysayers are saying, that don't mean nothing. Well, the following day, new Police Chief Calvin Williams showed people power and met with a couple of our members, as well as boarding up the property, filling in the 6-foot-deep hole and sucking the water out of the driveway. Now, the newspaper carried this last Wednesday, as a matter of fact. Now, the heavy rains did bring water back into the driveway, but at least by doing something, we know that we can change that minor problem. Definitely stay tuned. One of the reasons why I say you can definitely use the Facebook page of Albert Porter Jr. Period Junior profile picture of a sheriff's hat. As you can see, progress. As a matter of fact, there's still progress being made as of today, that there were police swarming all over that crime scene, and it looks like there'll be a major announcement to be made. I just want to let people know that by working together, there's almost nothing that we can't accomplish. Before I go to the other main story, the 786-488 phone number has been on hold for a little while. How are you this evening?
I'm good, but good evening. This is Christian Clark, representing Network Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NFL, even though the Browns' number one receiver, Josh Gordon, failed a second drug test, he will still participate in the team's OTAs. Even though the Browns' coach called Johnny Manziel a backup quarterback, he has already impressed everyone in the coaching staff and even veteran players during the rookie minicamp. But as the Johnny football mania continues, the Browns will continue to keep Johnny Manziel's head up straight and try to lead him into a good path. In the NBA, Kevin Love of the Minnesota Timberwolves told his staff that he doesn't want to re-sign. But Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love does sound pretty good. But there's only one problem. 29 other teams also want him. But if we do land Kevin Love, he will take us over the top to becoming a playoff team and a championship team. Today's sports history. In 1991, Willie T. Rise became the first African-American to win the Indianapolis 500. In 1935, the NFL began the annual college draft. In 1910, Cy Young of our own Cleveland Indians got his 500th win. That was your weekly sports report. Now back to our reporter, Man on the Streets.
Thank you so much for calling in. I always appreciate you. I just want to get your opinion of the Miami Heat, I'll say, Indiana series. Any surprises?
Can you repeat the question again? I couldn't really hear you.
Oh, no problem. Are there any surprises with that Indiana, of course, Miami Heat game? The Miami Heat-Indiana game.
It's not necessarily a surprise. It's kind of a surprise, but, I mean, at the end of the day, the Indiana Pacers are still a great team. You have Roy Hibbert, Paul George, Lance Stephenson. I mean, I just think that the Heat just, I mean, when Roy Hibbert has it going on, I mean, there's nothing you can do. He's 7'10", unstoppable once he gets into the paint. Well, 7'2", I'm sorry, 7'2". I mean, he's pretty much unstoppable. So, I mean, once he got it going, it's nothing they can do.
That is so true. So this will be a real test for Miami.
Yes, it's going to be a test, but I believe they should come out with the win in 6 games.
Okay. Then thank you so much, as always, for calling in. We appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you too, sir.
No problem. Of course, you know, it's a blessing for Brother Christian to call in because it's nice to actually hear and have young talent to definitely come out and show you what can be done when you apply yourself and everything else. And also, very, very excellent, hard-working athlete. Got a chance to watch him at his practice, so I'm looking forward to seeing how things work for the young man. Before we play his next track, a little bit of comedy thrown in here. But did you have the nerve to call me when you know I'm on the radio show, and yet you call my personal phone? So I think that means that you want one of those did you have the nerve shout-outs to go to, of course, Dee Dee, who has managed to get like 3 of these. She's like one of the top people at that. Hey, I got to give you credit. You got the did you had enough attention that you were looking for. I also want to give a little bit of information quick and let people know that the Art McCoy University of Common Sense, that radio show airs on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. on, of course, WERE 1490 AM at newstalkcleveland.com. Another quick announcement before I play a track, get into a major story. Umoja. Umoja, the Umoja Day Parade and Festival is Saturday, May the 31st of this year. Parade steps off at 12 noon from East 13th and Superior into Voinovich Park. 12 noon to 7:30 p.m. at Voinovich Park is the whole entire festival. But at 12 noon, you can step off with the parade, which will have, of course, there'll be entertainment, music, fun, and food. Parade participants, Buffalo Soldiers, Choctaw Indians, 5th Infantry Soldiers, Tuskegee Airmen, and many more. For participation in the parade or vending, feel free to call 216-323-6155 or 216-650-4299. Also, before I play a track, need to let people know that if you choose, there's a 646-478-0944 phone number. You can use that number for, of course, Good Talk, which is, of course, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, International Politics, broke down to a local level with Emacs and the Mindset. And, of course, that 646-478-0944 phone number for Good Tunes Radio, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101. And, of course, that's happening. And before I can do anything else, I want to know what's going on with this 216-772 phone number. 216-772. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Al. Don here. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What about you?
Doing fine. What can I tell you? Well, I went to the Task Force for Community Mobilization event tonight for Malcolm X. That was inspiring, as usual, although we're talking about one of the fellows that was supposed to be there was shot and possibly killed. There was three guys, and one of them was killed. I'm not sure if that's the one that was supposed to come tonight. Two guys were shooting at each other, and then the police officer shot the third one, I guess. Someone died, and I don't know the location, I'm sorry to say, but the event was on Kinsman, 135th, so I imagine they're maybe from the south side there. I don't know for sure. Sad.
Wow. It makes things so surreal. What else is going on?
Well, coming up Friday is a national campaign. It's called Witness Against Torture, and a local action will happen here. This is to close down Guantanamo Bay and end indefinite detention. There's about 100 and, over 100 men that have been released for have been cleared for release, although they're still being held because Obama and company doesn't know what to do with them. So that's sad. We want these, I think it's about 160 inmates. And there's a hunger strike, and they're being force-fed, and we're asking the government to stop that. So we're showing a movie, 7 o'clock at 4241 Lorraine on Friday night, May 23rd, doing a noon action at the federal building, passing out flyers to inform the people on lunch break. We'll have one person, hopefully, in an orange jumpsuit. If anybody's got one, I need one, and black hood.
Wow.
And that will shock people into the reality of what our tax dollars are going for, breaking our own laws and international law by keeping that Guantanamo Bay open with indefinite detention. If they could do it there, they could do it here.
Wow. Thank you for letting us know. And again, when will this be taking place and where?
Friday, May 23rd, noon. Action at the federal building, small demonstration with just a few people. More can join, but we don't need a lot of people for that. And then Friday night, May 23rd at 7 p.m., we'll be showing a movie called Inside Guantanamo. National Geographic has put that out, and it's very good. It's balanced. I mean, it interviews guards and the torture makers. How they justified using these torture techniques that they've re-legalized by changing the definitions. Yes, and
wow.
That'll be at the storefront, 4241 Lorraine Avenue on the west side, 7 p.m.
thank you very much for calling to give that information. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mind if I just listen in?
What's that now?
I'll hang on the line and listen in for the rest of the show.
Okay, no problem. Please do that. As a matter of fact, since you're going to listen, before somebody else calls in and we run out of time, I'm going to get into a subject that you might actually like. So thank you, of course, Brother Don.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Al. Have a good night.
Nope. You too. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Instead of playing with this next particular thing, I want to go and talk about our favorite redneck racist bigot, Donald Sterling, who gave a couple of apologetic type of interviews the past week, if you want to call it that, the latest way he let the NBA know he won't pay his $2.5 million fine, rejecting a lifetime ban, and threatens a lawsuit if Sterling's punishment for making racist remarks is not rescinded from the NBA. Now, this stemmed from Sterling, of course, chastising his confidant, for putting pictures online of her posing with African Americans, including NBA legend Magic Johnson, and not to bring Johnson to Clippers games, and she could admire, feed him, F him, but don't put Magic on an Instagram for the world to have to see. As a matter of fact, he wanted to let her know also, his words, "Is your lousy effing," okay, it was a little bit edited, but anyway, "Instagrams, you don't have to have yourself walking with black people." Now, in the latest interview, Sterling said Johnson should be ashamed of himself having sex with every girl and catching HIV. Well, of course, he only said HIV because in the same interview, he said Magic Johnson had AIDS, and he was reminded by the interviewer that no, it was HIV. But anyway, Sterling said, "Is that someone we want to respect, tell our kids about? He should be ashamed and go into the background. He doesn't do anything for black people. I know that Magic Johnson has endorsed, you know, myself personally. I know Magic Johnson. He's endorsed many companies and different brands, such as Aetna and other companies. But Sterling was wrong on that particular incident because Johnson's foundation has definitely dealt with HIV cases for well over a decade, as well as the college scholarships and givebacks that Magic Johnson has done. But right now, Sterling may have been wrong there, but he was right in, unfortunately, one of his biggest statements. And I know it will offend some people, but the fact is, Sterling, who is Jewish, said, "Jews spend great amounts of money helping poor Jews while rich blacks turn their backs to people in need. When they get successful, Jews help their people, and some African Americans don't help anybody." Now, do you remember my show in February when I said Dr. Dre, yep, that Dr. Dre, donated $70 million to USC? Okay, predominantly, of course, white-run college, but why didn't he donate half to 2 to 3 black colleges? I mean, 109,000 households in 2001 had a net worth, and that's something to think about. Black households in 2001, there were 109,000 households that had a net worth of $1 million or more. Now, Jay Prince of Rap-A-Lot Records has made a lot of money from his boxing management firm and his Black Angus cattle farm, and yet he is definitely known for his multi-car garages. And it's sad that Pimp C's widow is suing Jay Prince for unpaid royalties. What if Diddy, Jay-Z, Russell Simmons, and even Spike Lee would take extra money to pour into programs in high crime areas such as Cali, Detroit, Chi-Town, and or add money to assist further education or more distribution of underground music that has positive messages that would help change the mindset. Until more of our people get rid of the "I got mine, let them get theirs" attitude that makes Donald Sterling look like a great philosopher. And that's sad. As a matter of fact, if you want to come back a little bit locally, we'll talk about the legendary Don King, who came back and threw some very nice boxing matches in that area. But a little while ago, Don King backed a high, well, it was just a high Cleveland school levy. And we've been talking about that levy in the past few episodes. And unfortunately, when it comes to that levy didn't do anything, if you think about it. It didn't do anything except raise a higher tax base. And you're still talking about doing a few things that will have to, of course, get rid of a few teachers and all of that. So it's definitely something to think about when it comes down to it, that maybe, just maybe, we need to be able to look beyond what's just going on and be able to question certain things and all of that on that end. I want to definitely say that I always thank people who tune in to the show. I appreciate you. I think that one thing, you all make the show, but I want to dedicate this to my good buddy out there, Donald Sterling.
The Redneck. The Redneck. The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Make way for the Redneck Cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not a feminist, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD yet came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK name me official Grand Dragon, cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served a real hard time, and to validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you and you and you at the stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS, still rolling.
Before I play this last track, that song went out to, of course, Donald Sterling. Hey, next week, I think Don Bryant will definitely want to tune in because I can give you all a little tidbit of what's coming next week. Guess what Captain Do-Nothing Councilman sat down and watched an eviction process, didn't get up to do anything, say anything, or comfort a family, and shook the sheriff's hand, and not mine, but the actual people doing the evicting. That do-nothing councilman will be put on blast next week. You won't believe it, but it happened. You can ask Brother Don Bryant, and many others. So what we'll do is see you next week. Enjoy this particular track that's coming out from my man Emax the Image. Peace.
Do what I love, what I would.